This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about a top Trump aide that is resigning from her position at the White House. That story right after this short message.
This is Stephen Strang, and I just want to call attention to the two books I've written recently called God, Trump, and the 2020 Election, which came out in January, and then the sequel, which came out in early May, called God, Trump, and COVID-19, which kind of picks up where the first one led off. I wrote both of them to try to inspire Christians and motivate them to get involved because the issues are so important in this election. And I try to make the case, I hope I do make the case, that this is the most important election of our lives. I talk about it from a spiritual perspective. I talk about the prophetic. I talk about what God's word says on these different issues. I quote a lot of Christian leaders on what they say. I kind of give them a platform. Both books are very well researched. God, Trump, and the 2020 Election has extensive footnotes, really, as both of them do. And it's my way to try to make the argument that Christians have to get involved, that God has raised up Donald Trump for such a time as this, that he really is like the media portrays him, and he's been a very strong supporter of Christian principles. So you can get these books really wherever books are sold, certainly online on ChristianBooks.com or Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com, as well as on my own website, which is SteveStrangBooks.com, where you can get a bundle or you can get a special price for multiple copies, and also all the copies on my own website, SteveStrangBooks.com, are autographed by the author. A lot of people like that, so I went ahead and did it as just a blessing, and also maybe a little incentive to buy there. But really, wherever you get the book is fine. My purpose is to get out the word, and I need your help to help me get out the word for this very important election. God bless you.
In the 2016 election, Kellyanne Conway became the first woman to successfully lead a winning presidential campaign. Her success led to her position as a senior counselor to the president, where she continued to work closely with President Donald Trump. Sunday, August 23rd, Conway informed the president of her decision to resign in the Oval Office, and then it was publicly announced that she would be stepping down at the end of the month. Kellyanne is a wife and mother of four children, and wrote in her resignation letter that she needed to spend more time with her family. Her husband has become a vocal critic of the president, and their different views led to making their family the subject of many D.C. rumors. Kellyanne wrote that, "We disagree about plenty, but we are united on what matters most, the kids. For now, and for my beloved children, it will be less drama, more mama." And by more mama, she is referring to helping her kids, like so many Americans, with their online schooling due to the coronavirus pandemic. Kellyanne's husband, George, announced on Sunday that he will be taking a leave of absence from the anti-Trump Lincoln Project, as well as his active posting on Twitter. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows said that Kellyanne's resignation will leave a big hole in the White House, but that it is all about making priority for family. That's what this president is about, and that's what Kellyanne Conway is about. She is still planning on speaking at the Republican National Convention and is sure to continue with her strong support of the president. Politics can be divisive, opinions can be strong and personal, but family is more important than a political agenda or career. As Kellyanne and her family are stepping back from the political spotlight, let's pray that they can grow together as a healthy family. And maybe more of us should do things to step back and make sure that we are healthy as well. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.